This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, October 12th. Well, when we look back on the PPI and the CPI, they were not good. Not only did they come in higher than expected, but on the CPI's case, I did not like owner's equivalent rent. It was up 0.6% in September, and in August it was only up 0.3%. So that's shelter costs. And that means that the housing inflation we've seen, the rental inflation we've seen, is not going away. And that's a third of the CPI. So that's a problem. And it's going to basically cause the Fed to not cut rates in December like I previously thought. The Fed also released its minutes from its last FOMC meeting. And essentially, what they said is they want to shift their communications on from how high to raise interest rates to how long they have to hold rates at restrictive levels. So we're going to go into next year, and they better cut rates next year. Otherwise, we could easily have a recession. The other comment I have is that you know, you see all these strikes around the country. You know, the UAW just is now going to strike at the biggest Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky, where they build a lot of trucks and things. And, you know, everybody obviously wants to get higher pay. And this is not the only strike going around in the country. And there's a pretty big one in Las Vegas right now. So it's going to be interesting just to see how all this percolates through companies, these higher wage costs. And interestingly, the CPI didn't really show higher wage costs. They were up 0.2% in September, and they're up 4.2% in the past year. And that's actually deceleration from previous months. So, you know, a lot of people are worried there's a lot of inflation in the pipeline. So here's where we're at, folks. Bond yields were falling before the CPI report. After CPI report, they were rising. And that is the problem, period, okay? I said on Fox Business today that the tail's wagging the dog, okay? If bond yields go up, the stock market stalls. If bond yields go down, the stock market rallies. It's as simple as that. Now, I know we got earnings coming. I know we got a lot of energy stocks that are resilient, okay? But there is this lingering concern. Can we afford all this stuff? Because right now the budget deficit is about 5.63% of GDP. But now we got two wars to fund. We got to fund Ukraine, and we got to fund and help Israel defeat Hamas. So are we going to 6% of GDP or 7%? You know, if they raise taxes, that's going to slow the economy down. Obviously, they won't raise taxes with the current Congress we have, which, by the way, is trying to find a leader. Hopefully, they'll have that by the end of the week. But we're really drifting, okay? And, you know, the financials are going to release some pretty strong earnings this week. I don't own financial stocks because I'm an ex-bank analyst. I just know too much. But you're going to see them increasing their loan loss reserves for credit cards and things like that. So we really have a very, very uneven economy right now, okay? And we're going to have some sort of change next year because consumers are really upset about all the food and energy inflation and, of course, high housing costs as well. So there's going to be a change next year. Whether it's for the better or not, we'll see. I think the Fed will be cutting rates next year because they want to stay out of any political debate, because they're going to be a big target for politicians to blame for any economy's problems. Because, you know, when you're a politician, you know, you're made of Teflon. It's never your fault. It's somebody else's fault. So they'll pick on the Fed and other things. So fascinating times we're in right now. But the bottom line is their best defense, strong offense. There are five sectors that we can buy stocks from. So, you know, and earnings will be improving. But a lot of that's easier year-over-year comparisons. So I watch the analyst community very, very carefully. If the analysts are happy, I'm going to be happy. If If the analysts start to cut estimates, I will definitely stick my tail between my legs and go hide somewhere, okay? But right now, the analysts are still positive on our stock, so I'm going to ride through this earnings season, and then we're going to reassess. So that's your update for today. I wanted to be more optimistic. I can't. But the bottom line is let's use this earnings announcement season to lighten up on any stocks that annoy you, okay? I am going to sell any stock that has poor analyst comments, okay? But if the analysts revise estimates higher, I'm going to stick with the stocks. So I expect to stick with the vast majority of my stocks, but I might have pockets of cash as this earnings season unfolds because I need to reallocate when the time's right. So that's what's happening, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there. I know you don't enjoy these gyrations, but at least we have a lot of energy stocks that zig when other things zag. And of course, we have stocks with very good sales and earnings and that will be rewarded. So take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions.